Hi, it's John Ryan. With me is Palle Temmiesen. He is the president of the Greenland Handball Federation, and I'm going to talk with him a little bit about handball. Palle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I tell you, it's been a revelation for me to see Greenland here at this tournament. The quality of the players, and in particular a small but very vocal crowd. Can you tell me a little bit about how important handball is to Greenland and where it stands in terms of popularity as a sport there?
If you are talking about popularity of the sport in Greenland, the Greenland handball is sport number one in Greenland, and we have all the preparation is following our games, and I'm very proud about our achievement here. So it's very good for us to stay. It's the third time we are part of the World Championship, so it's amazing for so, what should we call it, a little country.
Yeah, and that's something that really struck me. I think Greenland has something like 57,000 people in the whole country.
Yeah, we have about 56,000 people, and we have nearly 3,000 handball players in Greenland.
And that's quite a percentage, and just a little bit of an idea of how important it is. I think Greenland actually has its own press coverage and is broadcasting the matches live back to Greenland.
If you are broadcasting from here, everybody in Greenland, all Greenland stops and they're looking at the TV. So, most of us, about the popularity of the players, like the young players we have now, Agutimai Crossman, number four on the team now, he's a superstar in Greenland now, and our earlier superstar, Jakob Larsen, is still going strong, and so.
But that's something that at least struck me. They talk about the Soccer World Cup, how, nations in the world stop to watch that. You're saying basically the same thing happens in Greenland. You'd have a hard time finding someone in Greenland that doesn't know that their country is being represented in the handball championships.
Everybody knows that we are playing handball. You can't find a person in Greenland who everybody's talking about handball.
And the other thing I've noticed is the atmosphere at the games. Obviously you have a small but very vocal contingent of Greenlanders. In fact, we're here right now at a reception that you guys have put together to thank them for your support. But from what I can tell is that everywhere Greenland plays, they pick up a lot of German fans as well.
It's been we have a lot to thank thank the German supporters, because everywhere we have been, the German crowds have been supporting us a lot, so it's been very good, and I would like to thank them here. The German people are thinking that so small country playing against the Giants, so they have been told about us that that's why they are supporting us, the small one against the Giants, so.
Yeah. And, I want to also touch a little bit on another subject that, from time to time, and I'll be the first to admit, I've never seen Greenland play prior to the last couple of days. But, I've heard some people comment, and this mainly from the United States, they look at Greenland and they say, they're just a bunch of Danes looking to get into the World Championships. They're all fair-haired and they're all speaking Danish. Well, I've seen Greenland play, and I think it's fair to say that may have been the case once, but that's certainly not the case now.
Nearly all our players have been in Greenland and born. Nearly two of them are born in Greenland. So all our players in Greenland, if you are representing our country, they are members of the Greenlandic nation. And we all talk Danish in Greenland. Everybody's talking Danish because our school is based about the Danish language, and that's why. We have a Greenlandic home rule, but our queen and our higher government is Denmark, so that's why.
Yeah. Well, I guess the same thing could be said in the United States. We don't necessarily... We still speak English, I guess, even though we're no longer part of England. As one thing that impacts Greenland is your somewhat unique situation in that you're part of Denmark and yet you're not part of Denmark. That impacts your team for qualifying for the Olympics. Do you see anything in the future that might allow Greenland to to be able to participate, for instance, in the Pan Am Games, in the hopes of actually going to the Olympics.
Our government and our sports federation in Greenland is working to be part of the Olympic Games, so we are working for that now. So we want to be part of the Olympics, and we hope that we sometime can come to the Olympic Games in the Pan Am.
Yeah, and in seeing your performance last night against Brazil, you guys lost 33-30. It's not that outrageous to think that that someday in the future, especially with the young players that you have, that you guys could be right up there with Brazil and Argentina, fighting for a spot in the Olympics.
That's what we are hoping for and fighting for.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.